and Theater. Tickets for Classic Albums Live and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, earn a ticket towards one of our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Improbable Escapes, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long & McQuaid, Martello Alley, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, it won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Well, 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 look who it is. It is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you. Yes, you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I am your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Consider us your two-hour mixtape of incredible voices that just need to be heard, celebrated, and amplified. Coming up in the first hour of the show, I've got music on the way from Julia, Jacqueline, La Tigra, Gossip, Kate Nash, Shannon and the Clams, Patti Smith, Elastica. And again, I am only talking first hour. There are so many more treats to come in the second hour. We're going to start the entire 2 hours off with a Los Angeles songwriter and producer who has received quite a bit of regular traction here on Girly So Groovy for her last two items. I am talking about Hannah Vu. This is a musician who back in the spring released her latest album, Romanticism. If you are a fan of acts like the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Boy Genius, Broken Social Scene, Julia Jacqueline, The Minor Birds, Sarah Jaffe, you are going to absolutely love Hannah Vu. So with saying that, let's jump into it. It is brand new music from Hannah Vu right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you. It's okay, you've done it before. It's okay. And it's okay that no one cares about you, and no one cares about me. Cause what is care anyway? I don't know who's to say. The more I think about it now, I'm just a book you throw away. Cause you don't know what I'm about. Yeah, you don't know, and you don't care.
It's a bad idea, and I'm all about it. You get one more chance, and then I finally had it. When you wake up, I'll be gone again. Motorcycle in the front. It's an all-night drive from your house to Reno to the T-Bird graveyard, where we play with fire. In another life, we were arsonists. How long's the Chevy been on cinder blocks? We'll be right back.
music right there from Australian singer-songwriter Julia Jacklin, whose seamless meld of dreamy indie pop and confessional alt country just makes for incredible music making. We heard the song Pressure to Party. That comes from Julia Jacklin's album Crushing. In the middle, it is indie rock supergroup Boy Genius, formed by indie singer-songwriters Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus. From their album, The Record, we heard $20. And when I think about that song, that title, it is typically in the fall when we do our annual fall fundraising show that I bring you a full 2 hours of songs about money. And I feel like Boy Genius have given me yet another song to put in the arsenal for when we do get to that fundraiser show. And then starting off the entire 2 hours, it is music from Los Angeles songwriter and producer Hannah Vu. From her latest album, Romanticism, released back in April, we heard the song Care. Speaking of fall fundraisers, perhaps you are listening right now on your favorite community or campus radio station. Girly So Groovy is syndicated coast to coast across Canada and into the United States. This station you are listening to right now is a station that absolutely gets the mandate of Girly So Groovy. So if you are thinking of a way to say thank you to your favorite station, your favorite not-for-profit radio station, your favorite station that relies on donation dollars, head on over to the website of this community campus station and click donate. All right, that is my public service announcement for the day. We're going to keep things moving. As a trio, the Gossip deliver inventive combinations of punk, disco, pop, and R&B, all of it driven by Beth Ditto's powerhouse vocals. Well, after a 12-year hiatus, the trio are back. Politics have always been invited to a Gossip party, and that continues on the band's latest sixth album. The title of the album and the title track of the album is a song that speaks to what we need here and now in the world that we are living in. Governmental choices that we are about to get to make. Here is The Gossip with Real Power here on Girly So Groovy.
Feel Yeah. see you later.
When you have had your fill of toxic masculinity and you just want to dance rock it all away, well then, honey, you have tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. Music right there from one of many Riot Girl, Kathleen Hanna reinventions. It is the trio known as La Tigra, the dance punk project La Tigra, going back to their self-titled 1999 debut. We heard the opening song, Decepticon. Why does that song sound familiar? Oh, yeah, it is part of our weekly theme song. It is such bite and grit that I thought it was a great example of what Girly So Groovy sets out to be. And that is why it is in that opening theme song every week. In the middle, it is music from an act that I absolutely love, but I feel like has disappeared a little bit. It is music from Heloise and the Savoir Faire. One part theatrical pop, one part post-punk revival. New York's electro rock outfit, Heloise and the Savoir Faire, a band fronted by Heloise Williams. They released their debut album, Trash, Rats, and Microphones, back in 2008 and didn't do much after that. I would love, love, love more music from them. They are just such fun dance rock music. We heard the song Downtown from Heloise and the Savoir Faire. And then, of course, kicking that set off, brand new music from The Gossip. It was back in 2005 that they released their album Standing in the Way of Control, with that title track, Standing in the Way of Control, a song that absolutely railed against the Bush administration fighting for gay marriage rights. And here we are in 2024 with The Gossip releasing a new album simply called Real Power. I just love when a queer woman like Beth Ditto chants, "Give me real power." What it is to be a queer woman in America chanting, "Give me real power," just makes my heart soar. We heard the title track, Real Power, from The Gossip. All right, lots more music still to get to coming up in the next half hour here on Girly So Groovy. I've got music on the way from Kate Nash, Patti Smith, the B-52s. But coming up next, music that has been featured regularly here on the program, especially with their new album, but it is music I am still so excited to share with you. Oakland, California band Shannon and the Clams, a band that channels doo-wop, rockabilly, and 1960s girl groups with a dose of R&B and surf, punk, and garage rock thrown in. Just is so much fun music to get to. So, the band has released their seventh album, The Moon is in the Wrong Place. We are going to get to some brand new Shannon and the Clams here on Girly So Groovy.
We're so close, yet so far. It's hard to explain where you are. You're the constellations, you are the breeze, you are the birds, you are the
I'm
than me. She is thinking before she speaks. She is not all red and angry. I bet she doesn't like to eat. I bet her feet don't even stink. Oh no, your eyes are just for me. Kiss that girl, I will shrink up and I will die. And I will think of a thousand ways that I can hurt you. And you will never touch my hand. Kiss that girl, and I will shrink up and I will die. And I will think of a thousand ways that I can hurt you. And you will never touch my hand. Tonight we have not gone.
We are decade hopping here on Girly So Groovy, reaching back to 1964, a song that is 60 years old. One of Detroit's shining star girl groups, it is the Marvelettes with their song Too Many Fish in the Sea, released as a single back in 1964. In the middle, it is music from the critically acclaimed, absolutely girly, so groovy loved pop singer songwriter Kate Nash. She has a brand new album out called Nine Sad Symphonies, but we've reached back to her sophomore album My Best Friend Is You for her song Kiss That Girl. Kate Nash is on tour with her new album. I had an opportunity to see her this past weekend, and it was absolutely fabulous. Kate Nash has dates coming up in the future in cities where you can hear Girly So Groovy. She'll be in Chicago this week and then Vancouver later on in the tour. To see all of her tour dates, go to katenash.com. And then starting that set off, it is new music from Oakland, California band Shannon and the Clams. Their newest album is called The Moon Is in the Wrong Place. It is the band's seventh album. We heard the song, Oh, So Close, Yet So Far. Okay, let's keep things going. This next artist is a trailblazer that needs absolutely no introduction. It's Patti Smith here on Girly So Groovy.
You're safe, Kimberly, and I can gaze deep
three musical acts right there that all in their own way defined the genres they were working in at the time of their releases. Music right there from the iconic, flamboyant, and campy purveyors of early 80s, late 70s alternative rock. Of course, it is the B-52s with their song 52 Girls. That comes from their incredible breakout 1979 self-titled debut album. In the middle, it is music from the band Elastica, the short-lived Britpop band that just built a career on hook-heavy new wave alternative rock, really making a dent in 1990s Britpop music. We heard the song 2 to 1. That comes from Elastica's self-titled 1995 debut album. And then, of course, starting that set off, a musician that takes fierce, literate punk rock to expand the possibilities of what rock and roll can be. Of course, it is Patti Smith, reaching back to her career grounding 1975 debut album Horses. We heard the song Kimberly from Patti Smith. We are about to dive into the second hour of the program, but before we do that, let me just remind you, if you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy or would like to just listen again, you can do that at your leisure anytime you like. We are online. All you need to do is go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. When you're there, you will find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy. That's 20 hours worth of Girly So Groovy just waiting for you to press play, press pause, and like I say, listen at your leisure. If you're one of the more than 2,000 followers on our Mixcloud page, and if this is where you are listening right now, I cannot say thank you enough for tuning in. Okay, let's wrap up this first hour. I want to share with you some new music from a musician named Ness Nost. Ness Nost is a songwriter based out of Vancouver. Her music can be described as indie rock meets folk rock, pulling in a little bit of jazz influence as well. Her most recent release is an EP called Working Hours. We're going to listen to the song Slow Quitter. Again, Ness Nost. N-E-S-S-N-O-S-T. If you like what you hear, Ness Nost is on Bandcamp. Here she is right now here on Girly So Groovy.
She woke up late again, not sure where she's been. Why? She looks right to her left, sees cigarettes and gin. Why? Well, I think her body's telling her something she needs to know. Like, how you gonna keep on playing this kind of show? Baby, please, honey, darling, please, slow down. She calls in sick again, down at the club. Why? She says she's late, but she's just busy screwing up. Why? Well, I think her body's telling her something she needs to know. Thank you.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. The two-hour mixtape continues, and into the second hour, I have music on the way from Ostra, Sookie and Lee, Baby Rose, Patty Griffin, Aretha Franklin coming up, but we are going to kick off the second hour with a soul artist that I feel like we haven't had on the show for a while. It is a soul legend that capitalized on that UK blue-eyed soul sound. It is Miss Dusty Springfield here on Girl.